thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you. I am so... Okay, good. I need you. Got my back. Oh, you know what? I'm just so honored to be here again and to give you the word that the Lord put on my heart. I was so excited when they asked me and I said, oh, I know what I'm going to preach about. I'm going to preach about the Spirit and about Acts, how Pastor's been talking about Acts. And I was all excited about the boldness that they took. Oh, he said, no, you're not. I said, oh, what am I going to talk about? And he gave me a word. He said, you're going to talk about the biggest weapon, the strongest weapon, the weapon that my body, my children, my church needs to be using more than anything. And I thought, the word? And he goes, no, the weapon of love. That you are going to talk about true love. That love is getting lost. That what love is, the essence of love. And I said, well, you are love, God. And he goes, exactly. Exactly. And I said, okay. So, Father God, right now, while we go into this time of you speaking through me, I get out of the way. Please, God, let your word be alive like never before. I thank you for this time, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And we just praise your holy name, God. I can't start talking in tongues already. Let's do this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For such a time as this. Oh, you know, I sent my notes over and I was like, cool, and I even asked for them to print me a copy, and sure enough, God gives me some more. So I didn't give him this scripture, but it is 1 John 4:18, and this is what he started off with. And I thought, oh, that's, you know, there was so many scriptures about love, you know, that if you look, you know, God is love, 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 love. And I was all, okay, God, but what did you want to tell them? The word, when you come to church or you turn on, you know, a lesson, whatever, it is to equip you to go out, equip. Okay, so then what is equipment? We need equipment for what things? I was thinking, what do I need equipment for? And, you know, when you think about it, what kind of equipment? I talked about instructions. I know instructions we usually need when we build something or things like that. But right now, weapons. Sorry. Equipment, because it is a weapon, but what equipment do we need? What do we need? And God said, we need to be equipped with not only the word, but with love. And we need to express it even more. And so first point is love God. And I'm like, okay, well, we all love God. I'm pretty sure we love it. Love you, God. And Luke 10:27 says, so he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. He just threw that in there. He threw all this, how you're supposed to love God. Well, you got to love him with your strength, with all your soul. You know, it's like, wow, okay. And then he goes, I love your neighbor as yourself. You know, it's just a matter of fact, just expecting you to do it. He had to explain to you how to love God, but he assumed we were going to love our neighbor and ourselves. Just, you know, but if we look at it, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. That's with everything. I mean, he didn't miss a beat. I mean, he explained with our heart, which is usually like our spirit, you know, our soul. But, you know, I used to think our soul was the mind, right? You know, But the mind is a total, we have to get it up here in order to really get it done. So we've got to understand that what this love thing is. It's, you know, I was like, there's an old book called Love Revelation or, anyways. I just want you to know that right now, a lot of people talked about revival, that the revival's here, the revival's coming, the revival. We need to revive the love. I'm serious. We need to, it's like those jumpstart the hearts, you know, the come on, people. Start loving each other even more. I don't know. Let me not get ahead of myself. 1 John 4:16 says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Okay, right there, the weapon abides in you. God abides in you, you abide in him. So if God is love, then you are love. That's it. You are love, because God is love and he abides in you. So you should just be oozing out with love. I mean, there should be love, 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 love. You know, and with me, I know that I try to love everybody, but there's a few people that are a little difficult to love. But we'll go there in a little bit. Benefits that come along with loving God. Okay, I'm like, okay, we love God because he is love and he loved us first. That's what the first John talked about. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. This is a little further down. 1 John 18, yeah, thank you. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. Because when you get to a point of loving God so much that it doesn't matter what happens to you, like the apostles that we're reading about, I mean, Paul, and they were beaten and, you know, stoned, all this. When you get to that point where you don't care, you love him so much, ridicule me. Think I'm a weirdo. I don't care. I love Jesus. Today I was walking my dogs, that's right, and I was walking my dogs, and there was this man, and he was carrying this other man, right? He's like carrying him, and the man's like gonna fall, and he starts slapping him, and I'm like, ooh, this, and I'm walking towards them, right? But there's a bunch of police activity on Washington and Rosemead, so I think, oh, I'm okay. If anything happens, you know, I just have to, and so I'm walking, and the man keeps slapping his friend or the person he's trying to carry. And I'm like, And I'm like, and so then the man that he's carrying turns around and punches him, right? But he can't even walk. So he's like trying to punch him, but he's like, and I'm like, okay, this is interesting. And the police aren't noticing this. It's like, but I mean, they had their own thing going on. And so all of a sudden I said, what do I do? Because they got to me, and my pit bull wasn't liking what she was seeing, so it's like, and I just turned around, and I said, Jesus, 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 right there in the street, as loud as I could yell, to where it turned the police's head around, and I smiled, and I said, he loves you, the love of Jesus is what's going to help you, and you know that man, stop being, I don't even know what you call it, noodle, you know, and he looked at me, and then his friend, I said, he was just trying to help you out, and I said, just like Jesus, he wants to help you out, and you know, when we can express that kind of love, even to a stranger, even to a person that is walking in the street that you would say, oh, God, get away, let's cross the street, you know, no, they need it more. The people that are hurting need it more than anything. So when we are fearless about ridicule, about what this lady looked at me like, what are you doing? And I said, that's right. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what I'm doing. This man needs help. And I would have laid hands on him if I didn't have my pit bull. But anyway, and so I just know that that's the kind of love we have to express right now, you guys. We have to step it up. And we love each other. We love each other because he loved us first. If someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. Right there. I've heard people say, oh, I just hate him, or oh, I just hate her. And I'm like, and you say you love God? I'm like, and I didn't know where the scripture is. Now I know. Because I said, anyway, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command. Those who love God must also love their fellow believer. And I said, okay, then we just have to love the people in the church. Because it says believers, right? Brothers, you know. And no. Because you don't know who's a believer out there when, you know, you're trying to cut somebody off or we've got to love each other. But you know what? God gives us perks for loving him. For, I mean, he loved us so much that it's just amazing that, and then he still gives us more. You know what I'm saying? He gave us Jesus who died on the cross so we could live and live an abundant life here on earth. What more do we need? But I know I have lots of needs. I go, I need. And God says, okay, then, you know what, Laura? Align yourself with my word. Align yourself. Align it. Do what I'm asking of you. And all I'm asking is for you to love me and love others as you love yourself. Romans 8:28. This is a benefit. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. To those who love God. To those who are called according to his purpose. Right there. To those who love God. Everything works out for your good. Right? I mean, I'm like, okay, I love you, God. If, you know, some things don't seem very good at times. It looks like, how is this going to turn out good? It's like, I don't even know what to expect. But God promises us. God promises. If we love him, he will turn it around for our good. Eventually, we'll learn why or what. Or even if we don't know the why, just know it's for good. And, you know, my second point is love your neighbor. Because it's love God, love your neighbor, love yourself, right? So those are my three points. So second point is love your neighbor. 1 John 4:20 and 21, which I just covered. But this is New King James Version. If someone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he sees, and how can we love God whom we have not seen? You know, how, I don't know about you, but the unseen world and faith and just trust and just believe, it's a journey. It takes work. It's like, I know the Holy Spirit gives us strength and we get our strength from God. And I know all things are possible. But come on, right now what God told me. The world is preparing to celebrate Valentine's Day, right? Love. The romance of love. And I'm like, okay. And a week later, not even a week, a few days after, the big part of the body of Christ is preparing to celebrate Lent, which is preparation for Easter. And so that is the biggest love to celebrate, is what Jesus did for us, our first love. But as we prepare, as the world prepares for this romance love, we've got to understand that we celebrate love every day. Every day. Remember that. Remember, you celebrate love every day because you celebrate Jesus. I don't know. When I wake up in the morning, I just say, thank you, God, for another day. Help me, protect me, lead me, and guide me. You know, I'm like, oy. And, you know, the mornings, I like to stay up late. And so I know that isn't, I'm supposed to be that Proverbs 31 woman that wakes up at 5 in the morning and goes and makes her own chickens, whatever, her scarlet, I don't know what she does, materials, goes to the market. No, I'm sleeping at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I used to wake up for years. And it's interesting how transitional seasons find you. You know what I'm saying? It's don't hate me just because I can sleep till 8:30. Don't, you know, sorry. I used to have to get up at 4:30 for years. I used to have to get up at 5:30. I used to have to make breakfast for 4 kids, get them out in the car. Come on, let's go. No, no, no. For years. 2 different schools, 3 different schools. You can only imagine. But I did it. Yes. And homeschooling wasn't a big deal back then. They didn't even talk about it when my kids were young. And so, thank God. Sorry for the homeschoolers. You rock because, thank you for schools. Anyways, even though right now they're Zooming it or whatever, school is still awesome. It's necessary. Finish your education. Okay. See, that's loving my neighbor. Mark 3:24 says, If a kingdom divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. Okay, and I asked God, why would you give me that scripture? I mean, it's like, how come? And he says, because right now, there is such division. There is division even in your own households, even in our own friendships. People are unfriending people left and right, and just, I mean, there's so much ugly. And God says, no, you are a kingdom. We are the kingdom, you guys. We cannot be divided. We've got to stand firm in love. We've got to encourage each other. We've got to build each other up. We've got to compliment. Say, hey, looking good. Whatever. Build each other. Don't tear each other down. Don't talk about each other behind each other's back. Don't do that. That is not God's way. That isn't love. The way to build each other is encouragement and saying, you know what? The best is here. Let's do this. You know, I always say the best is yet to come. No, I ain't waiting for tomorrow. I'm going to have the best happening right now. I'm doing it now. I'm enjoying life now. I'm taking it all. And you know, when God said it's talking about true love, I said, God, you just stretch me. He stretches me, you guys, like Gumby. Because, you know, I'm coming up to Valentine's Day without no Valentine. I'm going to be real. And I'm like, I don't want to be talking about love. I don't got no love. And then it's like, please, I got to love. He says, you've got more love than you even know, daughter. And I said, oh, let me take a step back. God wants you to take a step back. And he wants you to examine your love tank. And I used to, I'm like, love tank. I remember we went to this retreat and it talked about love tanks. And your love tank, is it full or half full, or how loved do you feel? Most of the time, if you're not loving your neighbor, it's because you don't feel loved. But the funny thing is the more love you pour out, the more love you get. That's God's math. That's his formula. You want more love? Then love more. If you want more of anything, then give it out. And it's just amazing that it worked. It's his formula. He says, test me, not only with their finances, but even with the love. You want more love? Start sharing your love. You know, there's a lot of fighting going on and all this bickering, but God wanted me to remind you of who we're fighting against. Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. That sounds scary. But, you know, I mean, I'm being real. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm talking about love and you throw this in there? I'm like, and he goes, yeah, because you have to understand that there's a battle. And it's for your very soul. It's for your very peace. It's for what you represent here on earth. You know, like I said, the word is to equip you, but for what? For you to go out there and pour this love that you have. We have the answer, you guys. We have the weapon. We know, you know, that, you know, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Only the things that we touch and declare and decree will. And we know that we're making a way, that God's making a way. I mean, and it's just knowing that you are loved, because we are better together. And it talked about Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10. It talks about it. But it's basically, we got each other's back. You know what I'm saying? People got your back. You need people in your circle that has your back. Make sure you have the right people you're surrounding yourself with. Get people that encourage you and don't talk all negative. I remember when my BC days, I used to complain a lot. And I used to complain about my husband a lot. And I used to complain to my sister. Okay? So I feel bad for my sister because then she only got the junk. She never got the good stuff. And so then you make a wedge between my sister and my husband because she knows, And she finally asked me, can you stop doing that? Because you make me not like him. And I'm like, oh, he's so nice. How could you not like him? I love him so much. What do you mean? Oh, that was so long ago. You know what I'm saying? He didn't mean it, you know, or whatever. And we made up a long time. And then she's like, okay. So if you understand, we give all this information to a person, a friend or whatever, and they're seeing this person you're talking about differently. And it, why? Don't, if you have any gripes or complaints or you have any, go to the person and talk to them and tell them, hey, you know what? We got to make this work, you know, and thank you, God, that eventually we did. And I can thank you. He's resting in heaven and, you know, all that. And I can stand here saying, yes, you know, I got the formula because it's in here. It tells us how to live life. This is what our equipment, where we get our equipment from. It's right there in the Word of God. We have all the answers. And so don't complain. Don't nag. Don't gossip. It's just not loving one another. It's not building each other up. Encourage. True love. Let God love through you. Speak to others as you would speak to yourself. And you know what? That's interesting. Because here we go. Love yourself. I just said something. Speak to others how you would speak to yourself. And the interesting thing is a lot of us beat ourselves up. We wouldn't even tell people what we tell ourselves. We wouldn't dare. I wouldn't tell my best friend some of the things I say about myself. I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't discourage them. I wouldn't, you know, and I'm pretty a positive person, the I ams, and it's not about what you do, it's about who you are. You know, yes, you have to understand that the Lord has formed you, made you, gave you purpose, and you walk in that. But you need to understand what loving yourself really means, the essence of it. It's all encapped in that. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't love God. Doesn't seem right. You're probably saying, Laura, your doctrine is wrong. What are you saying? It says, because God said, love God, love others as you love yourself. So it tells you, love God, love others as you love yourself. It didn't say and or therefore or shall or will. It doesn't have no, it's just a flow. This is how you're going to love God and you're going to love your neighbor as yourself. And so Proverbs 19:8. I love this because it's love yourself. And I'm like, wow, there actually is a scripture that talks about love yourself. To acquire wisdom is to love yourself. People who cherish understanding will prosper. Wisdom is applying the knowledge you have received. So wisdom, acquiring wisdom, is proof that you love yourself. So my next question is, how do you love yourself? What besides seeking wisdom is proof that you love yourself? This is a quick question that you can think and ponder on, but you know what? You know how you truly love yourself? By seeing yourself as God sees you. Bottom line. He loves you. He sees you righteous, perfect, washed as clean as snow. You aren't who you were yesterday. You are a better version today. And every day you get another chance. It's okay. Whatever happened 10 years ago, 1 year ago, yesterday, 10 hours ago, 10 minutes ago, it doesn't matter. It's gone. It's gone. You're never going to go back there. You only have today, right now, and the rest of your life. So my thing is forgive and love. You forgive yourself. For I know I had to forgive myself for all those years of complaining and negative what I had said. And I forgave myself. I said, you know what? Wow. I didn't even realize I was doing that. Whatever the things, sometimes we don't even realize we're self-sabotaging ourselves, where you don't need anything but the understanding of how loved you are and who God says you are. Because, you know, he said, for such a time as this, you're alive. In the most difficult times that our world has truly seen. I mean, I know I could say that because this is the worst that I've seen it, but I'm sure, you know, the Babylonians, there's been some tough stuff happening on this world. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's been, you know, there's been world wars and there's been famines and tons of things. But what's happening to the United States of America, what's happening to the people around me is something I've never seen. But what I've never seen is the chaos that it's caused, the discouragement, the not believing in yourself, not believing in the fact that things are gonna turn around for those who believe, who those who love God, and that it will work out for good, because that's his promise in Romans. It's a promise that if you love God, he's going to turn it around for good. But you've got to do your part. You've got to believe. You've got to understand. You've got to start sharing that love. You've got to be love. You're the living word. The word lives through you. And so God lives through you. The Holy Spirit is love. So you have enough love so that your love tank should be filled. It should be overflowing. You should feel so loved. But I know a lot of times we get a victim mentality. If we've, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places, you know, if we're looking for love, or we've been in the romance part wasn't too good, or just things, love gets warped. It's kind of like, you don't see it that clear. It kind of like a relationship. I didn't have a father. So I thought a father, calling God father, was like he was a mean God. He would abandon me. He would leave me. He was never there. That's how I used to think of God when I was little. I didn't have a father. He had left my mom. So that's how God is. If you call God father, then he's just someone who leaves you. And that's a warped, weird kind of thinking. That's what the enemy wants us to think, those principalities of the dark side that we talked about. They want us to think warped things. And so don't think warpedly about love. Love is pure. Love is true. Love is God. And God is saying, as you love God and you love others and you love yourself, you will see victory. You will see. Oh, because that is our weapon, is love. It is amazing when you go out and you share love. When you share love, you will see the change. You will see people need it. You tell them God loves you. You know, you'll see the response. It's interesting. Tell a stranger, I dare you, 3, 5, whoever. Tell them God loves you. Invite them to church. I don't know how many you've invited. I invite so many people. I'm like, okay, someday, I promise you, I will have someone come with me. Because I invite quite a few people. And I mostly invite strangers. And I invite my family, of course. And but we'll see. One day. And the thing is, though, is sharing love. I'm going to go back to, if you love God, you're going to love your brother. You're going to love the person inside your own home. You're going to forgive them. You're going to share love like you've never shared love before. You're going to be able to get along, because it doesn't matter. Don't sweat the small stuff. I'm telling you, choose your battles. Honestly, does it matter what channel you're watching? I mean, that's something from my house. Yes, it matters. No, just kidding. you know, I'm just saying, choose your battles. And know that when you love God, you're going to make the right choices. And like Pastor says, good choices, good life. And when we know that we're better together, when we know that with God, all things are possible, that God is love, so he opens doors for us that no man can shut. He protects us from this principalities and what we're really fighting against. We don't talk about it much. Who wants to give any glory or time to the devil? No, but there is a devil, and he's under our feet, and we've got to have that authority, and we've got to realize who we are and what authority we have. We've got to remember we are given the power, the strength to do greater things than Jesus. And I say that all the time because I am declaring it. We are going to see the dead walk. We are going to see the blind see, the death hear. You know, these are things that were promised to us, if greater things. And you know what? I believe that we have had the dead come alive, dead in Christ, dead in spirit. People that were on the road to destruction, they've turned around and they're alive now in Christ. The blind who didn't even know or couldn't see the truth now can see the truth. I was blind and now I see. I know that. That victim mentality, that's something that we have to get rid of. We have to realize how loved we are. How loved, worthy, powerful. You know, when you convince yourself of these things, you have to convince yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. They can tell you you're beautiful. Oh my gosh, you're so smart. Oh, look at you. But if you don't believe it, no matter what people tell you, it's, you know, but even though it's good to have encouragement and people around you, like I said, make sure you have the right people. But the thing is that the chatter in your own head needs to be telling you that you are amazing, that you are loved, that you are worthy, and that God for you, who can be against you? That there is no weapon, I keep saying, better than love. You can cover a multitude of sins. You know, God loved us so much that he had this salvation plan. He sent his son to die on the cross so that you could live. What more love? He died for you. Wow. When you see it as a singular, not of these millions, or you see it for me. He died for me. Thank you, God, for loving me that much. You are loved, and you have to radiate love. And I was thinking, true love. Okay, God, true love. God says that he is your true love. People can come and go, but he never leaves you nor forsake you. People actually, you know, go home with him, but he never leaves you nor forsake you. He is my true love, and he's yours. And as the world gets to celebrate Valentine's Day, I was going to say Easter, because Easter's coming, that is my favorite holiday, is the resurrection. Because when things look dead, they can come alive. So if there's things in your life that seem dead, remember Resurrection Day. Remember God can turn it around for good. Even if there's love in your life that feels dead, God promises he can make it right. Just don't give up. Keep believing. Keep knowing where the source is. The source is the word. God is love. And when you're filled with God and he abides in you, then you're filled with love to be able to give out. I know I'm quick. I'm short word today. But you know what? God wants me to pray because God is a good God. He wants you to understand that he just keeps telling me that we have to pour this love. We have to. We can't hold it in anymore. And go out there, find someone to pour some love on. You know, it's easy to love the lovable ones, the people that we love already. That's easy. But God says, what reward is there in that? Even the sinner, even the people that don't know me do that. But if you love those ones that are hard to love, then you love like God. You love like Christ. And as you are equipped with the love of the Lord in you, as you continue to just let your love tank be filled up, God says that he has so much more. This is a year of more and more. He keeps telling me there's going to be more. Our church is growing. There's more of the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is here on fire like never before. Please come this Sunday at 9 o'clock if you're able. 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. in Spanish. I'm telling you, hope is on fire. You will feel the Spirit of the Lord. It is just growing in the things of God. And you will feel the love. There is love that just penetrates here. We love each other. And we're a family. And I believe that God has more for us. Just another level. We're going from level to level to level. And I'm excited because I know that God is doing something. He's stirring up. He's shifting. He's, you know, I know Pastor Drew keeps talking about the gap in the middle. It's getting more narrow, and there's kind of craziness going out there. But you know what? What's going on in Hope Community Church right now? God is so happy. God is so proud. God is saying, I shine favor on that congregation, on that Hope family. I shine favor upon them, for they have diligently given. Oh, goodness, the years of sowing that the Cohen family has sown in this church, it is their year to prosper like never before. They are going to see the rewards of all they have sown. They have given and given and given. Oh, roto fajasata majo rotolo saita ya. Fajara majo rotolo saita ya. Majara tala saita ya. No, 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 no. And they didn't give up despite the storms, despite the battle, despite the things that were thrown at them. Oh, their weapon has been love. Their armor may have been dented by the fiery darts. But this year is the year to shine. This year is the year that Hope Community is going to the next level like never before. And the Cohen family is going to be blessed, 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 coming in and going out. They're going to be blessed more than they can even think or imagine. For all the years of sacrifice, it's now. It's the year of more. It's the year of more. God keeps telling me it's the year of good and plenty. You know, you're going to get plenty, and you're going to see the reward of your sacrificial love that you have given and poured out. And every person that walks through this campus will feel the love. For you have generated love in this love for your congregation, for your sheep. And because of this, as your sheep, we are going to love even more. We're going to just, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a clear word. Thank you, Lord. Because he says, what you reap, you sow. And you have sown much. What you sow, you reap. What you reap, you sow. Yeah, pretty much. You have sown much that you're going to reap. It's time. Like, I know you've reaped a lot. You keep getting blessings, and people have always, God has always made a way for you. And think about it, even in your own lives, he's always made a way. He's loved you so much that when you think you can't make it, he's always opened a door, or he's blessed you with finances, or he's given you a way, or someone's done something for you where you're just like, oh my goodness. You know, give God the glory. Give God the glory, because he loves you that much that he will move the mountain. He will move whatever it takes to talk to you individually, to say, hey, I have something for you. Know that he has such a blessing upon you because you desire to know him more, because you desire to love even more, because God abides in you and you abide in God, the creator of heaven and earth. As you speak, so shall it be. So guard your words wisely. Guard your words wisely. Speak, and so shall it be. So let us speak life. Life to Hope Community Church. Life to the Cohen family. Life to every pastor that is on staff here. Every person who volunteers. Every person, life that comes to this church, our city, our community, our government. gosh, our nation, the world, there's so much out there that needs God's touch. And it starts right here with you. So shine bright, pour that love out, and know that God has something better. Better than today. Every day, live with that expectation. Better. What's going to be better? As you love, you will see how loved you are. As you continue to speak life, you will see how good your life is. As you continue to walk in God's ways, He will pour blessings upon you. I know that you're saying, oh gosh, this is a message to rah, rah, cheer you on and say, you know what? You're good enough. You got this. You are loved. Go out there and love someone. Go out there and find people that need love and share the love of God, because that's what's going to get us through this, is the love of God. He's our only answer. Is God is the answer. And I thank you and praise you for this word, God. I thank you that you go before us and make a way, that you are love. We love you, God. We love our neighbor and we love ourselves. And we know that we are going to shine bright from this day forward. Father God, we just surrender all the misunderstanding of love, the misunderstanding of what we visioned love to be, or maybe we look at people and we think differently. No, we are going to understand that you are love. And when we're able to love others, we're able to express you even more, God. We can have more power in the love that you have given us. And we will be going forth and we will share with others this weapon that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, that we are victorious, that we are able, that we are going to do this, God, because you have commanded us, asked us, told us the way in which to live a good life is to love God and love others. But we've got to start with loving ourselves. Love yourself. It's worth it. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. It's time, because it starts with you, no matter what. God promises that no matter what, we're going to make it happen. I'm trying to, I know that each person has their own need, has their own heart's desire. We come up here with, my friend called me before and asked me, how are you, Laura? And I said, I don't know. Have you ever answered that? I don't know. How are you? I don't know. Interesting answer, don't you think? Most people say, fine. Oh, I'm good. Oh, I'm great. Oh, I'm not doing too good right now. Oh, I'm sad. Whatever your answer may be. But my answer was, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, I gotta know how I am if I'm gonna be preaching in a few minutes. No, but anyway, God said, you know what? It really doesn't matter what we do. It's who we are. And we are children of the living God. We are more than conquerors. So it doesn't matter how you feel. It's who you are in Christ that makes the whole difference. So me saying, I don't know how I am. I don't know how. No, she says, how are you feeling? That's what she asked. How are you feeling? And I said, I don't know. And that's weird too, because I don't like talking negative. So I didn't want to speak any negative things. So I said, I don't know. And when you don't know, it's okay to say you don't know. And whatever it may be, that's kind of a weird little story to talk about during love. But I want you to understand, at that moment, I was asking God a question. I was asking him, God, if you love me, right? If you love me. And blah, 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 blah. And I don't have to say if you love me. I know he loves me. So that's the enemy. Get behind me, Satan. Don't give me no doubt. Don't give me none of that. You know you're loved. So you can approach the throne room with, I got this. God's got this. I know that whatever I have aligned with God, if it is God's will, I know God's will is good and everything turns around for his good. So you will get the desires of your heart if you do what God has asked you to do, which is abide in love and allow the love to pour out. So I'm going to go out and love some more. I'm going to do this whole month of love. I call February the month of love. And I express love more than ever. And the reason why is because next week we start preparing for Easter. And I know that people always say, oh, that's a Catholic thing, Laura. No, it's a Jesus thing. He spent 40 days in the wilderness. It talks about it in the Bible. Before he went and did his ministry. So, and his greatest ministry was dying on that cross and resurrecting again. That was his greatest thing he did for us. So, in any way that we prepare, just remember that you are celebrating love this week. Celebrate love by giving it away to yourself especially, okay? You know, before I get, people are our heart. Generosity is our opportunity. Excellence is our spirit. Okay, come on, everybody's going to say this with me. Smiling is our favorite. And Jesus is our Lord. Yes, I cheated. I took a picture of the sign over there. But I will memorize it, I promise. But thank you. God is good. Go out there and love.